This tells the reader Paul does not think of himself as human anymore, but as a monster of war, because of the things he has done to innocent people. The bread symbolizes Paul's emotional state and how he feels. So when there is more bread, he is happier, and when there is less bread, he is sadder. For example, when Paul is lonely, at the beginning of chapter 3, there's not even a crust of bread. But when Paul sees the girls, he has a full loaf of bread to give them because he's in a better place. For the conclusion, I have decided to go off script. Albert Krop is by far my favorite characters in the story because we both have an analytical view of everything. We both think that there is a better way to fight war. I like the book. It was very well written and had a very realistic and not romanticized view of war. What I mean is, it did not shy away from talking about the terrible things that happened in war. It also did not have a happy ending or even a positive one at that. And I like that. More books should end realistically and not really have a happy view at the end, especially war books, because war isn't a good thing. It's a bad thing. People die. People lose the ones that they love the most. Oftentimes, people are forced and did not get to choose. And if they did get to choose, they were pressured into it by society. I like the book pretty good. Realistic end. I did not, however, like Himmelstas because I didn't really feel like it was a big part of the book at the beginning. So I don't know why they kind of brought him in a lot more. He wasn't that brought him in. I think that he could have left him out, because there were people walking by. And I forgot what I was doing. So I think he should have let Himmelstas out. I think it was a dumb character. Although at the end, not the end, like chapter 7, when he tries to make up for it, I think that's kind of cool. So maybe he should have left him in, now that I think about it. So, when I said for the conclusion, I decided to go off script. That was in the script. After that, after I said there was a positive ending, that's off script. I need to fill more time. So, really going off script. I was saying I was going off script as a joke because it was in the script that I was saying I was going off the script, but now I'm actually going off script. I might edit this out, because this isn't even related to the book or the podcast. Although it is funny. So I might leave it in. We'll see. Yeah, probably gonna leave it in. But anyway. I like war books. They're interesting. This is a war book. It's interesting. I don't like when he went home. I like more of the battles. That's fun. Alright, round two. My name is Tipper Olivier, and today I will be talking about a book you've never heard of, sarcasm, called All Quiet on the Western Front by Eric Remarque. I will start by talking about three characters, Croc, Amistas, and Paul, but not necessarily in that order. Kropp is one of Paul's friends he knew before the war and serves with in the same group. He's a smart man that thinks wars should be a kind of popular festival with entrance tickets and bands, like a bullfight. Then in the arena, the ministers and generals of two countries, dressed in bathing drawers and armed with clubs, can have it out for themselves. Remark page 41. Paul is the protagonist of the story. He is also the person telling it. Before the war, he liked to read and write. He was even writing a play, but the horrors he has seen during the battle turned him into a motionless shell of a man, when necessary. It is strange to think that at home, in the drawer of my writing table, there lies the beginning of a play called Saul in a bundle of poems. Remark page 19. Himmelstaff started off as someone who was in a position of power and used it to abuse Paul and his friends during their training. But after he went to the trenches with them and experienced what they had to go through, he tried to make it better between them. As proof, he produced on the spot 2 pounds of sugar and for us a 1/2 pound of butter, especially for Jahan. Remark page 138. The theme of All Quiet on the Western Front is the ending of innocence. Throughout the book, Paul is faced with many challenges. An example of this is Kemmerich's death. Kemmerich is Paul's longest friend and has only connection to his childhood in the war. In a way, when Kemmerich dies, so does his childhood. The ending of innocence is a very important part of the book because their innocence is the only thing that keeps them human. So when their innocence ends, they become beasts of war and lose all knowledge of humanity. Imagery. The scene he is describing in chapter 6 contributes to the narrative because it shows the reader how he feels during war. During a battle. The rest of the scene is fast-paced and we are given little detail about the imagery. So when he takes time to stop and describe what he is thinking during the attack, it has more of an impact on the reader. Metaphor. He says here that they are beasts and do not fight but defend themselves against annihilation, while death himself is hunting them down. This tells the reader Paul does not think of himself as human anymore, but as a monster of war because of the things he has done to innocent people. The bread symbolizes Paul's emotional state and how he feels. So when there is more bread, he is happier, and when there is less bread, he is sadder. For example, when Paul is lonely, At the beginning of chapter 3, there's not even a crust of bread. But when Paul sees the girls, he has a full loaf of bread to give them because he's in a better place. For the conclusion, I have decided to go off script. Albert Kropp is by far my favorite characters in the story because we both have an analytical view of everything. We both think that there is a better way to fight war. I like the book. It was very well written and had a very realistic and not romanticized view of war. What I mean is, it did not shy away from talking about the terrible things that happened in war. It also did not have a happy ending or even a positive one at that. And I like that. More books should end realistically and not really have a happy view at the end, especially war books, because war isn't a good thing. It's a bad thing. People die. People lose the ones that they love most. Oftentimes, people are forced and did not get to choose. And if they did get to choose, they were pressured into it by society. like the book. Pretty good. Realistic end. I did not, however, like Himmelstas, because I didn't really feel like it was a big part of the book at the beginning, so I don't know why they kind of brought him in a lot more. He wasn't that brought him in. I think that he could have left him out, because there were people walking by. And I forgot what I was doing, so I think he should have let Himmelstas out. I think it was a dumb character. Although at the end, not the end, like chapter 7, when he tries to make up for it, I think that's kind of cool. So maybe he should have left him in, now that I think about it. So, when I said for the conclusion, I decided to go off script. That was in the script. After that, after I said there was a positive ending, that's off script. I need to fill more time. So, really going off script. I was saying I was going off script as a joke, because it was in the script that I was saying I was going off the script, but now I'm actually going off script. I might edit this out, because this isn't even related to the book or the podcast, although it is funny, so I might leave it in. We'll see. Yeah, probably gonna leave it in. But anyway, I like war books. They're interesting. This is a war book. It's interesting. I don't like when he went home. I like more of the battles. That's fun.